This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A device that beams light into the eyes can improve the sight of people with a leading form of vision loss known as age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. The condition progressively damages the center of the retina, the light-detecting region at the back of the eye. This condition affects almost 20 million Americans aged 40 and older. The disease comes in two forms, dry AMD and wet AMD, with the former being more common, making up 70 to 90% of cases. Despite its commonality, though, there have been no effective treatments for dry age-related macular degeneration. Now, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a device called the Valida Light Delivery System to be used as a dry AMD treatment. Dr. Malvina Edelman at the FDA's Center for Devices and Radiological Health says this action brings to market the first therapeutic option for adult patients with dry AMD. The device, made by LumaThera, contains three light-emitting diodes, or LEDs. These diodes release light of different wavelengths corresponding to the yellow, red, and near-infrared portions of the electromagnetic spectrum. The wavelengths have an effect on the retina's mitochondria, the powerhouses of its cells. Mitochondria malfunction in dry AMD, and research shows that this type of light exposure can boost the powerhouse's ability to make fuel and repair damage. The light exposure also may prompt the mitochondria to release chemicals that boost blood flow to the retina while also reducing inflammation. Based on clinical tests, the FDA authorized the Valida light delivery system to be marketed as a way to help improve vision in certain dry AMD patients. The device likely helps most in early stages of dry AMD before permanent vision loss has set in. Access to cancer care in southwest Montana has expanded as the result of a pilot program developing a hub-and-spoke model of care aimed at increasing access and improving outcomes for patients living in rural communities. The program is a collaboration with the American Society of Clinical Oncology and includes funding and research support from the Merck Foundation and Montana State University. Bozeman Health acts as the hub of the hub-and-spoke model. Barrett Hospital in Dillon, a spoke, is now able to offer cancer infusion services to patients who previously had to travel 100 miles or more each way to receive treatment in Bozeman. Giovanna Ca Marino with Bozeman Health's Cancer Center said, "Being able to get care for patients closer to home is an extraordinary accomplishment for any care team and a tremendous undertaking for our hospitals to be able to collaborate," said Marino. And she says patient outcomes improve when patients are able to access care within their community. Marino said, "We know that quality outcomes are better when they have their community and their dog and their neighbor supporting them through treatment. That's why keeping patients close to home is key, as adding distance only exacerbates existing challenges associated with accessing care and in some cases may cause patients to delay or forego treatment entirely. But that's a challenge in many communities in Montana, a state that is currently medically underserved in all counties but four, per data from the Health Resources and Services Administration." Marino said, "Our state has a little over 1.2 million people, and we are the fourth largest state. Our entire population fits in the city of Dallas, and so that distance can be a huge barrier to care, coupled with weather as well as the emotional and financial burden." The project is currently in year two of a five-year-long timeline. The goal is to have Dillon's Barrett Hospital provided with the resources necessary to continue offering cancer treatment services in Dillon and to expand the hub-and-spoke model of cancer care so that it's replicated in other rural communities both in Montana and nationwide. The Bozeman Health Cancer Center is the region's only fully accredited cancer center, treating more than 1,000 patients every year. Recently, they've expanded oncology services into Big Sky and are looking to do the same in more communities in the coming years with the hub and spoke model. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.